suspense.
Good morning, Herr Martin.
Oh, good morning, Herr Abra.
You are looking at the south face of Mount Corofo, huh?
Yes.
It is a most impressive sight. I have managed the chalet for almost 30 years now, and I have never grown tired of the view.
It's a cruel-looking mountain.
Cruel? Yeah, it is cruel. Dozens of men have lost their lives trying to climb the south face. No one has yet succeeded.
It's a real test of courage.
That is why most of them made the attempt to prove their courage. Yeah, their courage.
Did you ever try it, Herr Abra?
When I was much younger, I did. In fact, that is why I now walk with a limp.
Oh. How far did you get?
The 3/4 mark, a sharp crag. You cannot see it now because of the mist.
What happened to you?
I fell 30 feet. My rope saved me. Fortunately, I had a companion. He was able to help me down. Well, let us go into the kitchen and have a cup of coffee, eh?
I've already had coffee. The cook's now making me some sandwiches.
Oh, going for a walk?
For a climb.
To the lookout?
No. I'm going to climb the south face of Mount Groffo.
We'll be back in just a minute to tell you more of tonight's story, Test of Courage.
What? You are joking, Herr Martin.
No.
But the south face...
I've made up my mind.
It would be suicide.
I've done a fair bit of climbing during the past few years.
But the south face... Even world-famous experts have given up as impossible.
Some almost made it.
Through nothing but good fortune. The rock is not solid, it crumbles away. All the year round, there are avalanches.
Nothing you can say will stop me, Herr Abra.
Are you going to do this because of what happened last night?
That may have helped me come to my decision.
I think it is directly responsible for your decision.
Well, perhaps it is. I saw the looks on the faces of all the other guests. When Warren Spaulding challenged me to a fight and I refused the challenge, they thought me a coward. Well, I'm going to prove I'm not.
Mainly to the pretty girl, huh?
Aren't you stepping out of your place, Herr Abra?
I am trying to keep you from killing yourself.
This is one thing I have to do.
Listen to me, Herr Martin. What happened last night was embarrassing for you, I know. But just because you did not want to fight with Herr Spaulding, that does not make you a coward.
In the eyes of the others, it does.
What does that matter? Knowing within yourself that you are not a coward, that is the important thing.
But I don't know. And that's why I'm going to try to climb the south face. To find out about myself. I think the sandwiches must be ready now.
You're very quiet this morning, Adele. You didn't say a word through breakfast.
If you must know why, Warren.
Was it because of last night?
Yes, it was.
Look, I'm sorry I lost my temper with Paul Martin. I shouldn't have challenged him to a fight.
I think you enjoyed that part of it. You knew you could beat him easily.
Yes, it was wrong of me. But it was his air of superiority. The way he sits there with half a smile on his face, as though he's telling the world he's better than you are.
And that's why you challenged him to a fight? Because of his air of superiority?
Yes. No, that wasn't exactly the reason. I was jealous of him.
Jealous?
Because of you.
You thought Paul and I...
Well, you came all the way from London with him.
And with 8 others. We just happened to know each other, all of us. It's merely a holiday.
Then you're not in love with Paul?
I don't think you have the right to ask that question.
I see. You are in love with him.
No, I'm not.
Oh. I wonder why Paul didn't appear for breakfast.
After what happened last night, it didn't surprise me in the least.
You mean he was afraid to show his face?
Doesn't that strike you as being a good reason?
Look, I'm sorry I started that argument last night. If it'll make you feel better, I'll apologize to him in front of every guest in the chalet, as soon as I get a chance.
I'll hold you to that, Warren.
Tell you what, I'll go up to Paul's room right now and bring him down.
I am afraid you will not find Herr Martin in his room.
Huh? Herabro?
He is out there.
Huh? What do you mean he's out there?
I watched him a few minutes ago through my binoculars, but now the mist has settled down and I cannot see him.
What are you talking about?
He is trying to climb the south face of Mount Groffo.
What?
He thought it necessary to prove his courage.
Why look at me like that? I didn't send him out there.
Herr Abreu, where was he when you saw him?
He was just starting the climb.
The fool. What does he know about mountain climbing?
Very little.
He won't go far. He'll give up and come back.
If I know anything about men, Herr Spaulding, he will try to climb to the top.
Warren, you must stop him.
How could I do that? I'm the last person in the world he'd listen to. Anyhow, the way I feel is, if he wants to climb the south face, let him.
But it's impossible. He'll be killed.
He knows the risks.
Warren, you're a good climber. You could reach him before he gets very far.
What would I do then?
You could take Paul a message from me.
And what would that message be, Adele?
That I know he's not a coward. That we all know.
And that you sent him all your love, that you'll be waiting for him with your arms wide open?
I told you how I felt. Even if I did love him, what difference would it make?
I'd be a fool to save the life of a rival, wouldn't I?
You can't mean that.
No?
You'd let a man die just...
He went out there of his own free will. I had nothing to do with it.
You had everything to do with it.
If you're referring to last night again...
It's not just last night. The past few weeks you've done everything you could to embarrass him.
That's right. I insulted him every chance I got. If he was half a man, he'd have taken me up on it.
He's out there now trying to prove he's a man. And all because of something you said.
Something I said?
It was a few days ago. I watched Paul as you spoke. There was an odd expression on his face. Now I know what was behind that expression. The idea was forming in his mind.
And what was it I said?
We were talking about Mount Groffo. You said that any man who attempted to climb the south face was a fool, but a courageous fool.
Yes, I remember now. More courageous than I could ever be. That's what I said.
Yes.
All right. So he's out to prove that he has more courage than I. Why should I try to stop him? If I did, he'd still win a victory. Well, victory isn't going to be as easy as that for him. He's going to earn it. He'll either give up and come back, or he'll climb to the top of the south face.
Or he'll be killed.
Yes. The mist is lifting. I'm going up to my room and watch him through my glasses.
He is a cruel man, Herr Spaulding.
He doesn't consider himself cruel. He sees himself as being strong and tough.
Have you known him long?
I only met him on the train that brought us here to the chalet. But I had a few talks with him. He's a self-made man. Everything he has, he got through hard work and determination.
And Herr Martin?
Paul is just the opposite. He's never had to struggle. His father left him a fortune. But he's a fine man. Gentle and soft-hearted.
I think I understand. Herr Spaulding resents the fact that Herr Martin has had things so easy. Last night he challenged Herr Martin to a fight so as to prove he is the better man. But what Herr Spaulding does not realize is that there is more than one kind of courage.
Yes. The mist is almost gone now.
It will snow soon, I think.
Can you see Paul through the binoculars?
I will try. Yeah, I see him.
Where is he?
Hardly 200 feet from the base of the cliff.
Coming up. Rest on the sledge for a while. Can't even see the top of the face. Rocks overhang. I was crazy to try this. But I can't turn back. I can just imagine what Warren Spaulding would say if I did.
How far did you go? 200 feet? A bit further than I thought, Martin.
No. No, I can't face that. I've got to keep going.
He is climbing again.
May I have the glasses, Herr Robert?
Surely, here.
Thank you.
He is just to the left of the big rock formation.
Yes. Yes, I see him. He looks so small.
To me, he looks big as the south face itself.
You spoke to him before he left, Herr Abbe?
Yeah.
And he told you why he was doing this?
It was just as I said a while ago. He thought it necessary to prove his courage.
And me? Did I come into it?
I asked him about you. It was not my place to, but I did.
And?
He made no admission one way or the other.
What do you honestly think, Herr Abreu? Do you think he's in love with me?
Yeah, I do.
Then he's trying to climb the south face because of me?
Not just because of you, my dear. He is fighting for self-respect. He does not know if he has courage or not. That's a terrible thing, not knowing. Of all the people we meet during our lives, the one we least know is ourself.
Yes, perhaps you're right.
But up there, he will find himself.
But what good is that if he's killed? Why didn't you stop him here, Aubrey?
It was impossible to stop him.
Oh, I wish I could have talked to him.
He would not have told you of his plans. This is a personal thing. He is not just climbing the side of a mountain. He is proving his manhood. He is also proving the worth of his love for you.
But I don't love him.
Does he know that?
No, I don't think so.
And you, my dear, are you sure of it?
All I know is that someone must stop him before it's too late.
Who? I would go, but there is my bad leg. As for Herr Spaulding, you heard what he said. Perhaps one of the others.
No. If Paul is hurt or killed, I'd feel personally responsible. So, I'm going after him.
In just a moment, we return to our story, Test of Courage.
Wind's getting stronger. Get a grip on this crevice. Giving away. Get another grip. That was close. I've hardly begun. The worst is above me. I could go down. Pretend I fell, hurt my leg. No, I have to keep going.
Hello?
Someone calling.
Paul!
It's Adele. At the base of the cliff.
Come down, Paul. Come down.
Go back to the chalet.
Paul, listen to me. You don't have to prove anything. Please come down.
I can't. Go back.
Then I'm climbing up to you.
Stay where you are.
I'm coming up.
Still looking at our hero, eh, Herr Abra?
I thought you were doing the same thing through your window upstairs.
I watched him till I got sick of it. At the rate he's climbing, it'd take him 3 days to reach the top. Where's Adele?
Fräulein Wilson?
Yes, where is she?
I'm looking at her now through the glasses.
What?
Look through your own glasses, Herr Spalding.
She's climbing towards him.
Yeah.
Did you know she was going out there?
Yeah.
Why didn't you stop her?
Have you ever tried to stop a woman when her mind was firmly made up?
Why didn't you get me?
There's nothing to worry about, Herr Spalding. Fräulein Wilson is an expert climber. She will reach the ledge on which Herr Martin is standing, and then she will talk him into going down. Perhaps that is what you are worried about, eh? That he will come down alive.
If you were so old, I'd knock you flat on your back.
And what would that show me? That you are strong and brave? You are nothing more than a bully, Herr Spalding.
Why, you...
And that proves it.
You asked for it.
I'm glad you slapped me. It shows that I am putting my faith in the right man.
Who cares who you put your faith in?
You are the wrong man for that girl.
And Paul Martin is the right one?
Yeah.
He hasn't won her yet.
She loves him. She proved that by going after him.
But I want that girl. And I always get what I want.
Not this time.
I never miss.
Be careful of that crevice, Adele. The rock's brittle.
It seems solid enough.
Good. Once more and I'll be able to reach you. Now give me your hand. There. Here, watch out, part of this ledge is giving way. Almost half of the ledge went down.
Small wonder that no one has been able to climb this cliff face. The rock is as brittle as chalk.
Adele, why did you come after me?
That should be obvious. I don't want you killing yourself. You must come back, Paul.
No.
But...
Listen to me. I'm going to try to explain how I feel.
I know. It's what happened last night, isn't it? Warren challenging you to a fight.
I didn't want to fight. I could have gone out with him easily enough and taken a beating, but I saw no point in it.
I understand. We all do. There's no question about your having courage.
But do I have courage?
You've proved you have.
All I've done is climb 200 feet in 3 hours. You did it in little more than an hour.
But the point is, you want to try to get to the top.
No, I didn't want to try. I still don't. But if I give up now, I'll never be sure of myself.
I'm sure of you, Paul.
Thank you for saying that.
Isn't that enough?
No.
But if I said I loved you, would that make any difference?
I'd never be sure of that either. You may be saying it just to keep me from going up.
I'm prepared to marry you, if you want me.
I do want you, Adele, but not like this. Now, please, please go down and get back to the chalet.
Only if you come with me.
Adele.
If you insist on climbing, then I insist on going with you.
Please, listen.
No. It's your turn to listen to me. I didn't know it myself, till just now. But I love you. I mean it. I love you.
What, Jill?
And I want you just as you are. There's nothing that you have to prove to me.
Stand back against the cliff face avalanche!
We'll be back in a minute to Peril and our story, Test of Courage.
Avalanche! Look! The whole side of the cliff has caved in.
The rocks gave way. I was afraid of that.
And the two of them were standing on that ledge. I can't see anything with all that rock dust.
It will clear in just a moment.
I don't see how they could have escaped that.
Ah, but they have. See, they are still on the ledge.
Yes. But look at what the avalanche did. Now they can't go up or down.
And they seem to have lost their climbing equipment, too.
They're trapped on that ledge. Good.
Good?
Yes. You see, Herabro, this is my chance to play hero.
What do you mean?
They can't move in any direction. The only way to save them is from above, with a rope. And I'll be lowering that rope.
Try not to move, Adele. What's left of this ledge feels ready to give way.
It's starting to snow. It'll make it difficult for a rescue party.
Rescue party?
Herr Arbrew and probably Warren Spaulding were watching. They must have noticed the landslide. We'll be all right.
If only we hadn't lost our equipment, I could have lowered you on a rope.
But we can't see what there is beneath us. Anyway, it's better this way, Paul. Someone will come.
It's probably Warren Spaulding.
That won't make any difference to how I feel about you.
I still wouldn't have proved what's important to me.
I told you, Paul. You don't have to prove anything. I know all I want to know.
Hello! Hello!
Down there! It's Warren Spaulding!
Hang on! I'll climb over the top of you, to the left. There's a ledge just above you. I'll drop a rope. I'm level with you now. Don't worry, Adele. I'll get you out of this. Are you all right?
Yes, Warren.
Good. As for you, Martin, next time you try anything crazy like this, make sure you don't drag anyone else in it with you.
I ask for that.
Don't listen to what he says.
No, I deserve it. I shouldn't have told Herr Arbrew what was on my mind. It was my way of boasting.
Why don't you stop accusing yourself?
Will I ever be able to do that? Will I ever know what I am?
There's no doubt in my mind.
All right. I'm on the ledge above you. You can't see me, so don't try. I've got a rope tied around me, and I'm lowering it. Fasten it to Adele, Martin. I'll lift her up first.
All right, Spaulding.
There's a rope.
How's that?
Give us some more of it. About another foot.
Is that enough?
That's perfect. Don't you move, Adele. I can feel this ledge giving. There, I have the rope. I'll slip it under your arms. There. You ready?
Yes, Paul.
All the way, Spaulding!
The ledge is falling away! Run, run, Paul! Yeah. Hang on, Paul!
Yeah!
All right, Warren! Pull us up quickly!
I can't! I'm only on a small ledge! The weight of both of you is too much! It's forcing me off! Martin! You have to let go!
No, Paul! Please, Warren, try to lift him!
If he doesn't let go, I'm cutting this rope!
Try, Warren! Try!
Oh, no! You two aren't taking me with you! Let go, Martin, do you hear me? If you don't let go, I'll cut this rope, and you'll both go down!
I'll have to do as he says, Adele.
Paul!
I know, darling. I finally know I've got something inside me.
Make up your mind, fast!
Goodbye, Adele.
Wait, Sir Kevin. If you make a jump for it, you have a chance.
Here.
I've got the knife out.
Here goes. Oh!
I made it. I can hold on for a while, Adele.
All right, Warren. You can lift me up. And then we'll send the rope down for Paul.
Have some more coffee, my dear.
Thank you, Herr Arbrew.
I could just see the three of you through the snow. When you let go of the rope, Herr Martin, I was sure you had fallen.
Well, you see, our weight was too much. I had to take a chance and leap for a crevice.
Oh,
why don't you say it, Martin? Why don't you tell him what really happened?
You saved our lives, Spaulding. We'll always appreciate it.
I was going to cut the rope to save myself. You were ready to die, to save Adele. You climbed the south face to find your self-respect. I went up there and lost mine. That's funny, isn't it? All right, why don't you laugh? Go on, laugh!
Warren hasn't made an appearance since last night. wasn't at breakfast or lunch.
I'm afraid he may have caught the morning train out.
I feel sorry for him. He lost his nerve and, well, it was quite a shock to him.
Here comes Herr Abreu. Good afternoon, Herr Abreu.
Good afternoon.
Has Herr Spalding left the chalet?
No. No, he hasn't left.
Where is he?
He went to search for himself on the top of a mountain.
What?
Here, look through my binoculars. The top of the south face.
There's a man up there.
It is Herr Spalding. He started the climb early this morning. I watched him. You know, on a mountain, a man often discovers the truth about himself. Herr Spalding has fought his way through life. He has always been a loudmouthed bully. That was only to hide what was lacking beneath. But now he knows about himself. And when he comes down from the mountain, he will be a different man. A better man.
I'm glad. I'm really glad.